Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol and firefighters from Willow Creek, along with an ambulance crew from Hoopa, responded to the scene of another fatal traffic collision on Highway 299 on Saturday afternoon. Rama Sanders of Redding was driving eastbound near East Fork Campground when she lost control of her vehicle and crossed into the opposite lane, directly into the path of a pickup truck driven by a McKinleyville man. The truck collided with Sanders' vehicle and the force sent Sanders' car off the roadway and down a steep hillside where it came to rest between two trees about 70 feet down. A female passenger in the back seat suffered fatal injuries despite life-saving efforts from emergency personnel. Sanders suffered major injuries and was airlifted from Berry Summit to Redding for medical care. It was the second fatal collision on Highway 299 last week. On Thursday night, a two-car collision claimed the life of an adult male driver. That driver was headed westbound when he drifted into the opposite lane. He suffered major injuries and had to be extricated from his car. He died from those injuries before a helicopter reached the scene. Firefighters from the Arcata Fire Protection District, along with volunteers from Fieldbrook, responded to a report of a barn fire on Warner Road early Saturday morning. When engine companies reached the scene, they found a barn fully involved and threatening to spread fire to nearby structures. Fire crews were able to knock down the blaze to prevent its spread and had the fire under control within 20 minutes, although firefighters were on scene for several hours. The owner reported that she had heard loud popping in the barn and then saw the upper portion of the building on fire. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and there were no injuries reported. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested 41-year-old Fort Bragg resident Joel Humecki on Saturday and booked him into county jail on an attempted murder charge along with a domestic violence charge. Humecki allegedly shot and wounded a 42-year-old man after he went looking for a 42-year-old woman who was the victim of Humecki's domestic violence. The male victim contacted the woman inside a vehicle along Simpson Avenue when Humecki, who had left the area, returned and allegedly shot the man several times with a handgun. The woman drove the victim to the hospital where he was airlifted to Santa Rosa for medical treatment. Mendocino County detectives later tracked Humecki to an apartment in Fort Bragg and took him into custody. Former County Prosecutor Arnie Klein will formally announce his candidacy for District Attorney on November 13th. Klein served as Deputy District Attorney in Humboldt County from 2006 until his retirement in 2012. He has held the position of Deputy District Attorney in four different counties in California. Klein will announce his candidacy at a campaign event that will take place on the steps of the courthouse. And the Fortuna Police Department arrested 37-year-old Corbett Michael Baird of Scotia last week following a traffic stop at Kenmar Road and Highway 101 in Fortuna. Officers found approximately 150 pounds of dried marijuana in a trailer Baird was hauling, and he was booked on possession and transportation charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Nelson Mandela has said that education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Hi, this is Roland Richmond from HSU, and I'm an early literacy volunteer. Helping young children learn to read is a powerful way to help make a difference in our community. I'm busy, but few things can be more important than helping ensure our children are well prepared for their education in the future. For more information, please contact Jenny Bowen at 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The calendar has flipped to the month of November, and for the city of Eureka, that means as of today, there is a new police chief in charge of the Eureka Police Department. Veteran San Diego Police Commander Andrew Mills begins his tenure with EPD, and from what he has seen so far and from the reception he has gotten to this point, he's excited to be in town.
First of all, my wife and I are elated to be coming to Eureka. We see it as a up-and-coming city that has a lot to offer, but yet has some big city challenges. There's certainly some issues that need to be worked and fought through, but I firmly believe that the men and women are up to the task.
Mills comes to Eureka with 30 years of experience with the San Diego Police Department and places a high priority on ensuring the community and law enforcement work together to improve public safety.
Well, you know, I have worked all my career to do two things I think are very important. One is to leverage the strength of the community and to utilize those assets as best we possibly can, and then also to maximize the law enforcement community as well.
Mills also said that while budget issues are always at the forefront for any department manager, he is encouraged at the way city government focuses on public safety and policing. Mills also said his first task will be to listen to residents, city officials, and other law enforcement agencies as he settles into the job. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.